Good Vach, we hope you had a most enjoyable first days of Pesach. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. The Ilui Nishmas, Abi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Yechiel Mechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Bet, and we are in Perek Ches, Vayiach Reichen. It was after the Nevuah of Nasan Hanabi that we described in Perek Zion, says the Malbim. Because David HaMelech was told he hadn't gotten peace, despite everything, and how all the enemies had been humbled, David now figured out that he was going to have to go ahead and take initiative and go fight battles. And so, Vayach David has plished him, Vayach Niyim. David went out, and he fought off the plished him, and he beat them, and he subdued them. Vayach David has Mesa Ka'ama, he had plished him, he took Mesa Ka'ama. Rashi comes along, and he says, what is Mesa Ka'ama? In Divrei HaYamim, we're told that David took Gat. And so it's called Mesa Ka'ama, which is a ox goat, because it was the rod that governed over all of the Plishtim. We do not find any of the Plishtim lords of Gaza and Ashdod and Ekron and Ashkelon. We only find a king in Gat. So Gat seems to be the big place. And Mesa Ka'ama seems to be a bridal piece, according to the Medrash, measuring one amma in length. When Abimelech met with Yitzchak, he tried to say that there should be some sort of peace. Yitzchak consented, but then he took out a piece of the bridle from his donkey as a zikaron. So before David HaMelech went to fight the Plishtim, he took the same thing from the Plishtim, the Mesa Ka'ama, in order to ease any sign of the treaty. Okay. So then the pasuk says, Vayachas Moav. Then he went and fought off Moav. And what did he do? Vayimad Deim Bechevel Hashkev Osam Arta. So he measured them off of the line, making them lie down on the ground, and he measured two cord lengths to be put to death and one cord length to keep alive. And of course the Moabites started to be servants. What does that mean? What were they doing? So he measured the two cord lengths because they killed his father, mother, and brothers. And so he took them in front of the king of Moab. And we never find they departed over there. So that suggests that David had the Moabites line up and sort of prostrate on the ground. And seeing the lengths of the line to be three cord lengths, he measured off two cord lengths to put two of them to death. And all the captured Moabites were in that situation, according to this interpretation, were required to take a goral. Those who came with the word life were allowed to stay alive. Everyone else was killed on the ground. The ones that lived were supposed to go ahead and work as slaves. So now he beat the Plishtim, and he beat the Moabites. Vayach David es hadarezer ben rechov merach tzova belechto lahashiv yado ben ahar pras. Right, he captured Hadarezer, the king of Tzova, as he extended all the way to the Euphrates. As Hadarezer wanted to extend his border, he tried to extend his dominion at the expense of Bnei Yisrael, and so he got captured by Kol David Mimenu Elef Ushvamios Parashim. So David captured 1,700 horsemen, Vesum Elef Ishragli, and 20,000 footmen. David broke off all the chariots because we're told lo yar belo susim, and so therefore he didn't keep the horses. He just disabled them from being able to be used in battle, and he left them with 100 chariots for his own cavalry in this regard. So and then Aram of Damascus came to help Hadarezer. Vayach David Aram Esr Mushnayim Elavish. He killed off 22,000 people over there. Vayasim David Nitzivim Aram Damascus. So David put governors over there. But he Aram LeDavid LaAvadim Nosei Mincha. So the people of Aram also had to go ahead and pay off tribute to David. Vayosh Hashem Es David B'chol Asher Alach. So Hashem helped David wherever he went. Vayikach David Es Shiltei Asav. Asher Hayu El Avde Hadarezer Vayiviem Yerushalayim. So he also took the golden quivers or the shields of gold to dealing with the issues in the Beis Hamikdash. Honestly, he found the gold, and the servants of Hadarezer used them, and David brought them to Yerushalayim. And we betach and we beirosei Ari Hadareza Lakach Amelch David Nechoshes Harbe Mo'od. And from Betach and Barusi, David took a lot of copper. And Vayishma Towi Melech Hamas Ki Ika David Eskochel Hadarezer. So Towi of Hamas heard that David defeated all the army of Hadarezer. Vayishlach Towi Es Yoram Beno Ela Melech David Lusholo Lusholo Mulvarcho Ala Shenilcham Hadarezer Vayakeu Gishma Hamas Towi Hadarezer. There were long-standing battles between Towi and Hadarezer, so you defeated my enemy. I think that's great. Ubiyadohayu klei kesef klei zavu klei nechoshes. So Towi sent his son Yoram to go bring over the klei kesef and klei zav. Gam usamikdish hamelach David l'Hashem. But David was makdish them. He dedicated it for the future. Beis hamikdash, says the Radak. So this way, he wouldn't be acquiring so much gold and silver, says the Abarbanel. Right, ima kesev hazav asher hikdish mikol goyim asher kibesh. He did this, and he brought it over together with all the gold and silver that he took from the other nations: me'aram, me'moab, me'amon, me'plishtim, me'amalek, me'shlal hadarezer ben rechob melech tova. David took all of this. Vayas David shem b'shuvo me'akosu asaram b'gemelach shmona asar elef. David made a name for himself when he was done fighting the people in Aram, 18,000 people in the Valley of Salt. In other words, he was recognized for his military ability, says the Abarbanel. And he buried the dead, according to Rashi. He got a name because he buried the dead that were killed from Edom. So he created a very big, created a very good impression that he wasn't a barbarian. Look, he won his battles because he was David HaMelech, but he wasn't a crazy barbarian. So he placed governors in Edom. Throughout all of Edom, he put governors. And what did he do? Vayhi kol Edom avadim leDavid. All of Edom was also serving David. Vayosha Hashem es David b'chol asher alach. Hashem saved David wherever he went. Vayimloch David al kol Yisrael. Vayhi David osa mishpat utzaka l'chol amo. So David was running all over the people. And he used to do all good things for the people. Yoav ben Tzruya al tzava, Yoshafat ben Achilud Maskir. Yoav was on the war. It was over war. So he was the defense minister. Yoshafat ben Achilud was the recorder. He was Betzadok ben Achitov, Vachimelech ben Abiyasa Kohanim. Usraya Sofer. Usraya was the Sofer. Benayo ben Yoyada Bakresi Vaplesi. So Benayo ben Yoyada was over the archers and the slingers. That's a special job, being in charge of the Crazy and Placey, right? Targum Yonason says Benayo was appointed over the archers, but we know the Crazy and Placey is a reference to the Urim Vetumim, because their response was always precise, kares, and their performance was pela. So others say he was in charge of the Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Yitzayin Amad Aleph, that they were able to give simple nations. Ubnei David, Kohanim Hayu, the sons of David were Kohanim. Rashi says that means that they were chief officers. Why? Because it can't make any sort of logic. Now, the Ralbag says that it was a mistake on David's part to give big positions to his children, because had they not gotten such stature, Avshalom and Adonijah would never have been led into rebellion. We'll see what's going to happen with that when we meet again tomorrow. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day, and a Moadim L'Simcha.